very late. We're up to Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Hatmeim Shabagolo. Okay, Hatmeim Shabagolo, Ha'ol Shlomatechas, Hatmeim Shabagolo, Ha'ol Shlomatechas, V'hakat Rav, V'hakinofayim, V'hamakablus, Ha'ritzuos. Okay, so let's look over here at the picture. Picture over here is Ha'ol Shlomagolo. Right away, if you didn't have a picture, you know what this thing means over here? Have any chance? Okay, Perek Yud Dalet, here, move a brav. Lufia perish a rishon move a barav, who perish a rush, ha'ol hu hamanuach. This is perik, where is it going back to perish a rishon move a barav, who perish a rush? Okay, see perish a rishon move a barav, who perish a rush, ha'ol hu hamunach al tsavra behema. The yoke. That's the yoke. There's a piece of wood. You see that bar? That bar. Okay, then there's a little ring, and that ring we connect to. But that's harosh. The Mishnah says, "Ainer mista yeches lamot hanim says mina behema." It says, "Ainer, it's not." The Mishnah says, "Mechadeshes shaol v'chol hatmeim hatmo achodim hamenuim b'Mishnah him kli bifnei atzmam the einam kli sheyesh l'shem levoy." It's a kli that does not have an accompanying name. So what does that mean? Okay, whatever. All of this piece must be metal, it says. The all must be metal. If it's made from wood, obviously not. 3, 6, 3, 90, 94, what's 95? Okay, let's see weiter. The Hakatrov. Let's see, what's the Katrov? And the Hakanafayim. Hamakabalos es haritzuos. Okay, let's look at the katrav. Here you see this picture.
Anyway,
nothing. You're just saying this piece of this.
Why is it called hatameim
shabir? These are the things that are tameim because they're different parts to this yoke, and some things are makabel tuma, some things are not makabel tuma.
So ha'ol shel mateches.
Ol means the yoke that's made from metal.
Is it made out of metal?
Yes, it's saying metal. It must be made out of metal. In order for the makabel tuma, it must be made out of metal.
Isn't that partial though? It's a clean, no?
Yeah, okay, but maybe the chiddush is that it's not makabel tuma. Okay, let's see. I think when we go through the Mishnah, we become clear what the chiddush is. As we go through the Mishnah, we'll have more clarity. Wow, there's so many pictures here. Look at this. Okay, let's see. Also, let's next picture. It's the karatev. What's the karatev? Next picture. Perik yudalid, Mishnah dalid, hamuva berav, shnei etzim, ziyesh mitzad zemin ol, or mitzad zeshel ol. There are two different pieces of wood. Okay, this is wood. This is not metal. A piece of wood on the left, piece of wood. Aryeh ben David Yosef. They have the karatov. The karatov is a piece of wood here, piece of wood over here. It's inserted into the yol. The yol is metal. And there's a hole here, a hole here, a hole here. There are four holes.
What is this?
What?
What is this, like a thing where that you park them?
This is me and this is you.
Okay.
Right?
I'll see. What?
Maybe you want to switch? I look like this one, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the question is that what are they doing in that, like?
They're locked up because you don't want them to move around too much. If they move around too much, they're going to make trouble. So they're locked up. So here we have Yeshne Eitzim, Yesh Mitzad Zem in Ha'ol, Umitzad Zem in Ha'ol, they have two pieces of wood. Veheim Nikuvim Umichnasim Be'oisa Nekev Eitzush. Where Veheim Nikuvim, they are perforated. Umachnisim Be'oisa Nekev Eitz. Ushmo karatov. The karatov is the piece of wood which
it's a piece of wood. So
a piece of wood. Fine.
A piece of wood. Why would it be?
We'll have to see. The Mishnah, the Rav will probably explain to us the chiddush. Karatov. Or Mishnah saying meduba bekatrav mimateches. Shemakabel toma katrav koyisher saol shlo yishmoit min habakar umikan shmo katarbo. It means to. Now he's saying over here, something going on over here. He's saying over here from the gra. I don't understand. A katrav shnei etzim yesh mitzad ze min ha'ol or mitzad ze min ha'ol. Piece of wood. So which is the katrav? The katrav is one on the bottom. Katrav uve mishna seinu meduba be katrav mimateches metal.
I think it's both of them, though. This piece and this piece.
Is that what it means? Okay, possibly. and it's mekabel tuma. Hakatrav kosher esol, it ties. What's a good word for kosher? It doesn't mean just tie. It means it stabilizes. It stabilizes the yoke. Shelo yishmat min habakar. It should not be detached. Should not move from the bakar. Mikanshmo kotar bakar means to tie with it. Okay, let's maybe take a look at the next picture. That's called a katrav. Now we have another picture. Ha'ol ve'akatrav. The Harambam perush, we have a new perush in the Rambam. Yeah, he has a different perush. He means that...
It's the same word, but he's chashing it over again?
And he's telling us a new perush, a perush in the Rambam. He's just saying that they have different names. According to the Rambam...
This is totally different.
Right. The Rambam is saying that this is called the katrav, and the piece of wood which... That connects the oil to the wagon is called the oil. This piece of wood on the back of the animal is called
front,
the katrav.
That's the front thing.
And this piece of wood is called the oil.
Yeah.
That's according to the Rambam. Rambam perish shakatrav hu ha'etz ha'nimshach al tshnei tzadei ha'behemos, which extends along
why
the sides.
The Rambam, the Mishnah.
He's a perish. The Rambam is mufarish. What does it mean? We have two vocabulary words. We have the word oil and the word katrav. According to the Rav and the Rosh, the oil is this horizontal piece of metal which goes and rests upon the back of the animals. And this is nothing. It doesn't say what this is. This is no shaykhas. This according to the Rosh Mishnah Seinu, Einam misyaches lamot hanimsam bein abehemos. According to the Rosh, the Mishnah is not discussing this piece of wood which extends from the oil to the wagon. That's not part of the equation. That's not being mentioned in the Mishnah whatsoever. The oil is the top piece. The katrav is the side pieces, and from the grotz mashma, the bottom piece as well is called the katrav. And the bottom piece is metal, and this piece is wood, this piece is wood, this is tomei, and the top piece is the oil. Period. This is the perish of the Rav, the Rosh, and the Gro. The Gro's enhancement. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that the oil is the piece that extends from the animals, between the animals to the wagon, and the katrav is this horizontal piece which rests upon the neck of the animals. Couldn't be clearer.
Okay, no problem.
Now, one next thing. Let's say we have here Hakinofayim. Hamikabloys esaritzuos, the wings that are receptacles for the straps. So here we have over here kinafayim, these little shtiklach, these little round circles, and in there you take a piece of a leather and you fasten
the strap in.
Machnis esaritzuos besoch hakinafayim. You put the straps in the kinafayim. The wings, those little round things.
Those little round zachin. Yeah.
The kaishres all the el tzavar behemon. You tie the yoke el tzavar to the neck of the animal. The oil is the yoke. Okay, the karatov. We discussed what the oil. Das harosh karatov das harambam. The Rambam says that that's the karatov. We have the kinafayim that's sticking out. We have the ritzuos. Hakinafayim him chilek nesav mimatechas. It's an additional piece of metal. Okay, it's a little shtickle metal you have to screw in. It's probably a special part number in the catalog. You go online, you got to order it. It's a special number. Hakinafayim him chilek nesav mimatechas. Mechubel ol to the tip of the yoke. V'loshen harambam ve'aleim according to the Rambam. To these little round things, we tie the straps. Okay, so we're done. We did this part. Let's see the Rav. What does the Rav say? The Rav says, we have the Mishnah. Tanaim Shabagola. Oil is the yoke. Shel Matechas. According to the Rash, it's this. According to the Rambam, it's this. We are Kartov. The Kartov, according to the Rambam, is this. According to the Rosh, it's this, this, and this. Okay, v'yakinafayim, the little round zachin that go over here that I'm showing you. Ha'mekabalos esaritzuos. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, "Ol shalom atechas tameh." The pshutik liyets mitechas mekablim tuma. according to the Rav, according back, go back. No. Yeah. So according to the Rav, the pshute kli matechos mekablim tuma. According to the Rav, pshute kli matechos mekablis tuma.
According to everybody, though, no?
Right. Well, yeah. Fun. According to everyone. Kartov. Quotes the Kartov shnei. According to Rav, it's the shnei eitzim yesh. Two pieces will be tzad zeh min oil, will be tzad zeh min oil. They nikuvim and they are perforated. Umachnisim b'tzeich oisa nekev eitz. You insert in that piece of wood another piece of wood. Ah, see, that's not really what it is. This is not really what it is. The only part that's the kartov is the bottom part. This part is secondary, it says, according to the Rav. Shnei eitzim, yesh mitzad zeh min oil, umitzad zeh min oil, v'heim nikuvim, umachnisim besoch oso nekev, eitz, you put a piece of wood here on the bottom. There's a piece of wood which goes through, there's a hole. You see this little hole? There's a hole. And this is inserted into these two things. The koshim also, and by means of this piece of wood, we stabilize the yoke. Shelo yishmitu habokor, the boker should not move. The Rambam perish. The Rambam disagrees. Shakartov who ate shenimshach al shneit stode habehemos v'chol beemsoi. The Rambam says that's why showing you the picture. He's not in the business of here showing you a picture of the Rambam. Only when the Rav himself quotes the Rambam, the Rambam says that the kartov is the piece of wood. Rambam shakartov who ate shenimshach min shneit stode habehemos v'chol beemsa. The Rambam says that it's nimshach between the two animals and the oil. Is be'emtsoy is in the middle. This piece is called the oil, like we learned. Now, what are the kanafayim? The kanafayim heishnim ketzavos shel hakartov. It's the two edges shel kartov milosh nal kanfei b'gdeim v'heim shel barzel. It's on the kartov. He calls it. This is not the kartov. This is called the kartov according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it is called the Karatov. According to the Rav, this is called the Karatov. So why is he putting a picture of it according to the Rambam? The oil, the Karatov, Kanafayim. I don't know. Okay, about Kanafayim, Heim Shnei Kitzavo Shel Karatov. Melosh Al Kanafi, Begdeim, Heim Shel Barzel. Amakavos Ritzuos, Klemar, Im Nasu HaKitzavo Shel Karatov. The Kabul Bochem Eser Ritzuos. The heim tmeim shechashuvim kli. That's called the kli. Avlim nasu lenoi. If they're made from beauty, tohirim lefishim matachas hamishameshes es ha'etz. It's meant for wood. Okay, so that's it. So this picture appears to me that he's following the shita of the Rambam. That this is wood. And it's made, these kinafayim are made to support the ritzua, and it's a purpose, it has a function. Memela, it's tame. If it was just made l'noi, it would be tahar. Are we good? You seem a little confused.
Yeah.
You confused?
Yeah, the character, what's the character according to the Rav?
It's the bottom piece. He's in this picture, he's showing according to the Rambam. There's no two ways about it. He's not showing you what looks according to the Rav. This picture, he's saying that this top piece is called the Kartov. And attached to the Kartov, we have these Kenafayim. And these Kenafayim are metal. And it's a piece of metal that it's being Meshamish, a Kli Eitz. Because the Kartov is wood according to the Shita of the Rambam. But the Kartov anyways, Tommy, doesn't make a difference. But
why is the Kartov Tommy if it's eight?
Because it's a Kli, it's a Kli from the Atzma. Even though it's not Mekai, as Natoich, it's a Kli. That's what it says. It says here, Hatzmeim Shevagol Ha'ol Shol Matechas.
He says Matechas.
The oil is Matechas. According to the Rambam, the oil is this piece of metal which extends from here to here. Mm-hmm. According to the Rambam, the Rambam says, look, the oil is this piece of metal. The kartov is wood.
It's wood, but it's.
It's a kli.
It's buckled to the.
To the metal. To the metal. Yeah, appears to be so. And now, in addition to this, we attach over here a piece of
kunafayim.
It's metal, and this metal is a kli. And that's why it's tamei. Look at the Rav Mutam. The kunafayim heim shnei kitzava shel kartov. Two ends of the kartov. Miloshin al kanfei bigdehem. I don't know what that. The corners. Kanfo of the bigdehem. Vehem shel barzel. the iron. Hamakablis Suritus Kolaimar Imnasu Hakatsava Shalkartov. If you made the Katsava Shalkartov Kabul Habas Haritsu the Ritsuos, Hain Tamem Shechashuvim Kli, they're considered utensil. Aval Imnasu Lenoi. But if they're not made to be receptacles, they were made for beauty. And to Hoirim Lufi Shehi Mirtechas, because then it's metal. Hamishameshes es hoits. That's serving wood. All right, so it's good. Are we good?
Yes.
What's the problem? Nochmal, just outside. Hatmem shebukhagol, ha'oil, shel matechas. What is the oil? According to the Rav, the oil is this top piece. This top piece is called the oil. Okay? And this piece is made from metal. According to the Rambam, the oil is this piece that goes along the line. Okay, that's it. The karatov. What's the karatov? According to the Rambam, the karatov is this. And this doesn't say it's metal. Karatov can be made even from wood. According to the Pesach of the Rosh, the karatov is his bottom piece. The bottom piece.
And what is it?
That's called the karatov.
Is it metal or what?
No, wood. Wood. The karatov is wood, it says.
So according to the Bartanura, why is it Kabbalah?
Why is it Mekabel Tumah? Mm-hmm. Because it's, I think maybe because it's being Meshamesh, it's serving the metal. A piece of wood that serves the metal is Tumah.
Where's the metal?
Here, the top, according to the Rav, the top is metal.
Serving the
oil,
top.
Yeah, it's being used to fasten, to keep the animals secure, fasten against the oil, the yoke.
Mm-hmm.
The yoke is metal. And the animals are going to move around, so you need some wood, three pieces of wood, one, two, three, to keep the heads inside the yoke, not to move from place to place. So it's wood that's been mishamish metal. Metal.
M-E-T-A-L.
Metal.
Yeah.
And therefore it is eight, that's mishamish metal, and menela is tonne. Hatmem shebukagol ha'el shel matechas v'akart v'ha'katrov v'akanov v'ha'katrov kamo. According to the Rav, the katrov is this piece. According to the Rav, the katrov is the bottom piece. V'ha'kanofayim ha'mekablis eseritzuos. Now he's only showing you a picture according to the picture of the Rambam. He's not showing you. Yavdim Rambam says that the top piece is wood. That's the katrov. And we screw in these little round rings. And we use those rings to secure the ritsuos, a metal strap, to the end. So it's metal, it's a kli bifnei atzma, and it's tameh. What would be according to the shita of the Rav L'Choyer, according to the Rav, you would screw those metal pieces on the bottom and you would tie it the other way around. You would tie it there. You would choke those poor little animals. Who knows, I could have been one of those in a previous Gilgal. Maybe in the next Gilgal.
Go ahead.
It says in Svam that they only come down here three times to this world. And if you don't sack yourself the three times, then you have to come down as an animal. Tzaddikim come down as fish, and other people come down as animals. Okay, Vaita. Hatmeim Eser Bashur, he'll tell you all about it. Hatmeim Sheva Golos Oil Shel Matechas. Bakata Vaknafayim Makalps Rutuos. Are we good?
Absolutely.
Next, the Habarzel Shetachas, Barzel that is beneath Savre Vehema. The barzel that's underneath the neck of the animal. Okay, so let's see. 398. What's this? Barzel tachat savre behema. Okay, let's see what it says over here in the picture. A barzel shatachat savre behema. Where do you see barzel underneath the savre behema? You gotta see. Do you see this? There's like a ring. Do you see this ring?
Yeah.
Ring around the collar.
That's not his savre, right? It's his face.
There's a neck.
Everything going through his mouth, no?
No, it's underneath his neck. Barzel shetacha savra behema umogin oleho shlo tichonik b'chebel hakosho iso el hakartov. Oh, so he'll be choked. The reason why they do this is that because since you're planning.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's the water. Go ahead.
Vasa. You have to be careful that the neck the neck, when the animal turns its head, you don't want
the strap.
That's the strap. You don't want the strap to choke it. You don't want the strap to choke the animal.
Yeah. So you put Barzel in it.
So you put Barzel. So you put around the neck of the animal. You put a piece. You put some Barzel, and then on top of the Barzel, you wrap a strap. You have a strap. Yeah. Okay. So Barzel, shetacha saver abehema. Umogain olecha protects it. Shlo techonek bechevel. It should not be choked bechevel. Hakoyisho asoy el hakartov. It should not be choked by a rope that ties it to the kartov. Kloshna Rambam. Kloshna Rosha. Hakevel hakoyisho asoy el ha'ol. The chevel that ties it to the yoke. So that's called the barzel. Some type of protective gear. That go, oh my gosh, it's so late. Okay, it goes around the neck of the animal.
Right.
Okay, it goes around the neck of the animal to protect it from getting from getting choked when you tie the ropes. Let's see what it says in the Rav. The Rav says barzel shachas savya behema koshim al savya behema barzel kedei shelo techonek. It should not be choked. Bechevel shekoshim bo hakatrav. Okay, it's very simple. Couldn't be more simple. A piece of metal that goes around the neck of the animal so that when you tie this rope around the animal, you don't choke it. You see, this it's not protected in this example. So here they're showing you, it's very amazing how we go step by step. He first starts out just with the kartov and the oil. Then he shows you the bottom. The gval gazach what he does over here. Then he adds this piece. And then he adds the kanafayim. Then he adds the kanafayim. And then he adds the barzel. It's unbelievable what he did over here. He went step by baby steps. First this, one, two, then came this,
correct.
Then came the kinafayim, and then came the barzel that went underneath, it.
Good.
Okay, that concludes this section. Next, hasoymech. What is the soymech? Okay, oh, we have more things. Hasoymech. Vehamachger. Two more things. Hasoymech. Let's look at the picture. Hasoymech. Oh, the soymech is the ring. Ring around the clock. You see the ring? Remember, connecting the kartev to the oil, or connecting the oil to the piece, that's the soymech. Combine it online. Hello? What's the problem?
The soymech
is the ring. Okay? Yesh b'emsa ha'oil, in the middle of the oil, come in tabas. Tabas gedoyla, big ring. I could give a woman and get married. And in there goes the head of the plow. And the head of the agola of the wagon. And this side is the wagon. And this side is the machareisha, the plow. Either a plow or a wagon, okay. The oisa tabas kula semich. That ring is called a semich. Rav, kan kosva rav, loshna rosh. Shil ramam hoyitzach lichtav yesh beemz beesh beemza hakartov. Kemin tabas gedoyla in the kartov, it should say there's a kadas. According to the Rambam, the Rambam calls a kartov. So since it's going to be an oil, he's now going according to the rosh. The ulaim ibnei sharambam before shlamech acheres v'lav kan noch al geperish rosh. Okay, going back to this perish, it means to be this ring. Okay, that's called the soymech. And what's called the machgor? What's the machgor? The machgor is a chain. See, sometimes you upgrade instead of using a ritzua. A ritzua, you use chains. Chev, oh no, I'm sorry, not a chain, it's a rope, but it's a braided rope. Chevel shekoyish shekoyishem tachasav ha'ashar, keini losh narash, kusas yondu shekan kavonas ha'mishnah l'shal shelis, no, he's a tachim metal. Shekan kavonas ha'mishnah l'shal shelis ma'teches.
Shemekabel
l'stuma. Yeah, braided, no, it's a chain. If it's made out of leather is not makabel tumah. So therefore, the machgar coin is here where you upgrade from leather to metal. Let's look over here what it says over here in the Rav. Hasoymech v'sasoymech yesh b'emsa'ol k'min tabas gedayla. Oboy nichnas roish ha'machareisha. You insert the machareisha. The roish ha'agola. And the roish ha'agola on the top of the agola. Either a machareisha, either a plow, not showing, either a plow on the bottom. You attach to a plow, or you attach it to a wagon. A wagon, fine. The roish ha'agola, the roish ha'agola, that tabas is called the sumich. Machir, what's a machir? It's a chevel, it's a rope. Shekoshim tachasar ha'ashar. You turn the of the east garsi of hamasker v'yosit some taich. It's a masker. What's a masker? The is the garse v'hamasker v'yoseid samagur is a masker, and a masker is a yoseid shel barzel peg. Yoseid shel barzel. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Okay, here it is. You see, at the end of this stick, there is a peg. This peg is called the machker, according to the other parish. For yoseid shel barzel, shenaisim b'kitzel el at the edge of the oil, shelo tis aves hagala, should not get broken. Mipnei oirech ha'ol, due to the length of the oil. Look at the picture. Masker hu yoseid. Kartov, oil. Wait, here is the Kartov, according to the Rambam. The Machkar. Masker, who Yoseid. Masked is a Yoseid, is a peg. Hamuchuberes la oil, Vahilachas la roich ev hagala. Shekabahema misoveves, when it turns, at Sida to save ev hagala im habahema. Luloi ha masked. Im tisavena habehema, you talking shagala lo tisavev im habehema, viosi tisabich. It has to be mobile, like a car, like a tractor trailer. You have to be able to turn. It has to be on a circle, swivel. So that's what it is. That's what he calls the machgeid. The machgeid is that peg. That's it. Two perushim. Okay, so we did half a Mishnah. Let's chaz half the Mishnah. Yeah, we do have a shalim. There's nothing more complete than a half. Hatineim shavagol ha'oil shel matechas. Either that's the oil or that's the oil. Vakart v'hakatrov. A katrov is either this piece or the katrov is this piece. V'yakinafayim hamakabal seretzuos. And these little round zachin which are used to hold the straps. V'yabarzel shetachas tzavri habehema. A mold you have to go and take metal, a ring around metal, in order to protect the animal from getting choked when you tie the straps around it. Hasoymech is this round, the tabas that connects the oil to the moat, or the kartov to the oil. And the hamachker either means a metal chain that keeps the animals in place, or the machker means this peg that comes out of the wagon so that it can swivel when you make a sharp right turn or a sharp left turn. The wagon shouldn't break. If you turn too swiftly, you can cause it to break. So you have to have a metal thing that it can swivel very nicely. All right.
So it's either that or that.
It's either this peg, or it's this. It's the metal chain.